All right. So people say if you say it's Antichrist, there's a, if you say according to them Antichrist, but it's actually Antichrist anyways. Hallelujah. It's actually Antichrist if you look at it properly from what the scriptures call Antichrist. Because very soon we are getting into the story of the Antichrist anyways. One of these Wednesdays, we're going to be looking at the Antichrist, what the scriptures actually call the Antichrist. Amen. So we're ending. Look at Colossians 2 as we are reading. So we're explaining in verse 2 that it is to acknowledge the mystery of God. What's that mystery? Not mystery of stars and moon and other stuff. The mystery there was of the Father, which is Christ. Then verse 3, in whom are hid all the treasures. You see, so if you're looking for anything that is hidden, you want to just see Christ. That is the explanation. Forget about looking for mysteries of anything. You're trying to lay hands on the Ziggy. You're thinking of portals you've entered. What rubbish. You have Christ, the fullness of what they are asking me. What capacity have you built? Have I built? say you need the capacity. You see, your prayers, your prayers must have an equivalent capacity. That is what they're saying in essence, is that you cannot have certain prayers, or you cannot receive certain answers, or you cannot actually involve yourself in certain spiritual activities, because you probably have not built capacity, in quotes. That is men turning your eyes from Christ. The moment you begin to see yourself, you've lost God. God doesn't want you to see yourself. God wants you to trust Him. Hallelujah. Someone say, I trust Christ. Christ is enough. I want to pray. I just Christ, 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 Christ. I don't look at anything. Christ. I just believe Christ. Ha 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 ha. Woo! All right, let's end. Let's end. Time is up. It says, and this I say, all right, lest any man should beguile. So the reason Paul was emphasizing this was because of what the things that have been experiencing, that he has been experiencing in his time. People trying to preach new stuff just to sound different and unique. You bring up nonsense that are not from the scriptures. We said we cannot have new revelation. We're going to see that next Bible interpretation teaching. We cannot have new revelations from the scriptures. We can't. So, and this I say, lest any man should beguile you, deceive you with enticing words. They tell you, you are so beautiful. Do you know that God, do you know that God knows? I don't want to go into that. We'll go next week. Because I'll be trying to enter this verse. It says, for though I be absent in flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joining and beholding your order and steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus, so also walk in Him. Is that simple? That thing you heard in salvation is the same thing you're meant to be continuing in. Don't allow someone to introduce depths to you. Now let's read verse 7 and 8 and end. Rooted in Him, built in Him, established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein in thanksgiving. So Christ is all. Verse 8, it says, because of the background noise. Sorry about that. All right, so yeah, let's continue. All right, cool. Yeah, so we said, beware lest any man, verse 8, beware lest any man spoil you, deceive you, and take you away. It says through philosophy, things like karma, things like if you do good, God will bless you. When you do good to people, somehow to come back to you. It's philosophy. People just made things up. Myths. Your character can be evangelism. That's a myth. It's not in scripture. It's a philosophy. People that are intimidated by the world. By the people that talk like that. It says in vain deceit. The word vain deceit is actually high sounding nonsense. Things that sound really eloquent and highly, but they're nonsense. That's NIV. I think it's NIV translation or NLT, one of them. After the traditions of men. That is, when you look at it, you look at men, you say, the same thing. You say, let us go with songs that make us to jive, to dance, to all that. That's men, man's manly tradition. As if it's, anyways, next week we'll go into that. Or next 2 weeks, as our Wednesday teachings are bi-weekly. All right, after the rudiments of this world and not after Christ. So if anyone is not feeding you Christ, they're feeding you high sounding nonsense. So I'll just say, let's just say these words together as we end tonight. Say, Christ is enough. Christ is enough for me. I would know Christ and keep knowing Him. and I would know him completely and would have the fullness, the full assurance of him in me. Nothing else distracts me. I understand the gospel and I'm built in him, I'm rooted in him, and I take that authority that I have in him here on earth to the glory of the Father forever and ever. Myself in him I see justified, washed, glorified, blessed with all spiritual blessings. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. I hope you're blessed. It's time up now. I'll see you again on Friday. Have a good evening. God bless you. If you have a question, you can message me privately. I'll be willing to answer you. God bless you. Good night.